practice.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Buckle up for Kobe. Kobe Bryant just sucked the gravity out of the target center.
Not the game. We're talking about practice, man.
That's right.
There is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're last.
All right, episode 119 of the episode of MLB Preview, or excuse me, MLB Awards Recap, NFL Week 11 Preview.
Hey.
It's your boy, Ryan Secret, episode 119.
Turn up.
So good to be back here in the studio. It's gotten cold. So, no, I was not just wearing this. I know you're probably wondering, right? Jacket's right there. But, yeah, no, it's ski season's around the corner. Looking forward to that. I'm starting to become more of a winter sports guy, you know, especially with, like, outdoor stuff. Obviously, basketball is fun, you know. But, yeah, it's kind of hard to play basketball outdoors, though. But, hey, we got a special guest.
Hey, it's been a minute since we got a guest.
It has. And you know what? It's a nice change of pace, too, because, you know, we've kind of been doing, like, the power rankings. And obviously the power rankings of life, the random five. But let's just get to a special reoccurring guest for the third time, right?
The third time.
All right, we got Keaton Davis back in the building, baby. Let's go, the dog himself. How you been?
Fantastic.
Tell me about it.
Life is great. School as well. I master's next spring.
Get
done.
Out of here.
Hey.
Football is incredible right now. Big game this weekend.
I mean, like, I'm running out of fingers.
You talk about cold. I think Saturday night it's supposed to be 7 in Laramie.
That might be the coldest place on earth.
It could. It's up there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
The North
I'm
Pole,
convinced.
The South Pole,
and then
Laramie, Wyoming.
Laramie.
Yeah, I think they all have something in common.
How cold is it supposed to be in Buffalo?
No people.
Buffalo.
6 feet of snow expected.
Yeah, and Devin Singletary's 5'7". Did you see that?
And Nick Chubb's like 5'9".
Yeah, dude, I thought that was so funny. Yeah, that is insane.
Yeah, that'll be.
We're just getting to that time of the year. In Buffalo, I mean,
Do you think that's fair that they're moving the game to Detroit?
Wait, what?
So you don't know this. They're moving.
Is that news?
It is news. As of like 4 o'clock today,
it was pretty recent, right?
Yeah.
I saw something like that, but I had no idea the game was moving.
Yes.
I saw the Lions tweeted, "Hey, don't break our tablets.
Yep.
This is where this is at.
Yep. Important numbers by the phone."
Yeah, and I was like, "What?" I don't know if that was like a joke or like at Josh Allen.
No,
but
so they're concerned for both teams' safety in like
losing them in the snow,
especially Cleveland coming to New York.
It gets cold in Cleveland.
Yes, but I think 6 feet of snow is
that's different.
You know, that's where we draw the line.
that's actually a problem.
So I think it's actually funny because Buffalo plays Cleveland in Detroit on Sunday, and then we'll turn around and play Detroit
in Detroit
on Thursday.
So is that like a home field advantage kind of like?
That is actually kind of messed up. They're like the one team that doesn't get a short week and have to travel in the NFL.
So like
on a Thursday game.
Exactly.
So are they practicing in Detroit then?
That's what I would assume would be the best.
Yeah.
From a guy who works, you know,
yeah.
football
you
operations,
yeah.
it would make the most sense to just
so it's just
stay
a scrimmage
there.
Game essentially.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and for people that don't know what you do, want to tell them?
I'm a graduate assistant for equipment and operations for the Boise State football team.
Hey.
And what does that entail?
Literally everything you don't see is what I do. So anything that you see a coach wearing on the sideline, I have inventoried from Nike and given to said coach, player, laundry. You know,
are you like ironing it and shit?
I don't.
You got
iron.
Your steamer out in the back.
We do have our steamer, and we take care of coaches' stuff. But
little apron on, you know, booty shorts.
Okay. Anything you see the players wearing is like what me and my crew take care of.
Hand tailored.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So with like helmets.
Helmet. Anything.
Do you screw like
everything?
You screws in
everything.
You ever,
wow.
Like, unscrew one
anything
just a little
think
bit.
Think of with a football uniform along with like football equipment. For practice,
yeah,
any like equipment truck.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting air in the footballs.
Everything, air in the footballs,
dude.
Tom Brady needs
no,
a guy
no.
Like
we're
you.
Gonna say something he has not done. Watch,
careful because we've done a lot.
I do know he's tripped on the sideline. I saw the video he posted on Twitter.
Okay, so actually, that was gonna be a follow up question. So we know what you do behind the scenes, right? So when you're on the sideline, what's your job there?
So this year I was
game time.
It kind of goes down the charts of like once you graduate, you kind of move on. So
like a seniority type thing.
Seniority type of thing. Mm-hmm. So personnel cards. Basically, I'm holding up numbers that represent like what the offense, what their personnel is. So like if they're
the packages.
Up, yeah, what their packages is. So I hold up a number. Our defense sees that number. They get our play call. And that kind of goes hand in hand with each other.
Right. So you actually play a very important part.
I would think so, yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Because if you mess up your job,
then it kind
of. That's a penalty.
It definitely. Maybe not necessarily a penalty, but like a botched formation gives a touchdown. So definitely.
Well, and even like, when I say penalty, like maybe like them like running on off the field.
Oh, wait. Oh,
you know, right?
Exactly.
So like
yes,
too many
exactly.
men on the field
so,
could be a.
Yeah,
but exactly. yeah, and then yeah, botched me. Wow,
that's but crazy. I love my job. I've been doing it for 6 years, you know.
Okay,
I saw this job on a YouTube video 6 years ago.
Dude, you're a senior now,
a super senior.
Yeah,
you know, but I love every second of it.
You're like
the grind.
You're like the man.
You ever like not screw in someone's face mask quite enough because maybe they like stole your girl or something like that? You're like, hey, he's not gonna get quite. The
There's
full
been
turn.
Times where you know, like I'll threaten, like, hey, we won't wash your uniform today.
Oh,
we won't
tough.
Wash your jersey.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be like, all right.
Yeah, right.
There's some things.
Yeah, they'll be like,
we'll put it that way.
Okay,
but I love my job.
Well, sweet dude,
so.
That's dope.
Yeah, and you're a big football guy, right?
Big, I mean, obviously big guy.
Big NFL or guy. College? What do you like more?
I love college football.
That's fair.
There's and passion in college football.
There is.
Not that there's not passion in NFL football,
mm-hmm.
but college football is different.
You haven't made that full like you haven't made a name for yourself. Like you know, so
exactly.
it's like you're still working.
You're playing to
at
get
the
that
top
money.
Level.
Yes,
yeah.
you're playing for.
Well, you
like,
used to be playing for the money.
You're playing for passion. You're playing for a ring. You're playing for a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL is paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah,
I have to say. I used to be a big fantasy guy. Usually by like, and then like last year it was like week 7. I was like, I'm done. I'm so bored of this. My life is so involved around football that things I want to do outside of football shouldn't be football.
Okay, so it's fantasy football was an unhealthy amount of football.
Yeah. Especially balancing, like, there were times where it was like, 1 year was like 4 teams, and then next year was like 3 teams.
God.
It just
I can't even manage
especially,
one.
Especially, mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
It's yeah,
fantasy it, gets
yeah.
you there.
Oh, fantasy football is religion to some people.
No. Yeah.
Respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
Mr. Seeker, how many teams you got?
Too many. 4. I'm never doing it again. I think maximum I'd always do is 2 now.
That's what you said last year, by the way.
Just no, I did not.
Yeah,
no, I did not. No, last year I actually said I'm never playing fantasy football again.
Well, here we are.
And here we
Plus
are.
Plus, you got your loser teams now that I got you doing.
Yes, I know. It's an addiction. Yeah. It's an addiction.
I get it. Like, it's fun.
It's fun.
Sure.
You know, it makes you feel a part of
And then when
the
there's
team.
A buy-in, you're like, what if?
Exactly. That's also what gets yeah. people.
It gets me every yeah. time. Yeah.
$50. Ryan, put $50 in.
How many people are playing? 14?
Say
okay,
less.
Put my name down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're drafting, and then you go, I hate my team.
You're like, this is awful.
Yeah.
The 0-16 Browns could beat this team.
Yeah, you're like, this is annoying. Yeah, I got Kirk Cousins as my quarterback.
Hey. Minnesota.
Hey, 1 p.m. Kirk.
I'm telling
do the
you,
job.
Noon nightmare. Kirk.
But any other time, prime time, you're dead.
No, he's not the guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so go back to last Sunday's game versus Buffalo.
Game of the year.
So
easy.
Justin Jefferson's catch.
Catch of the year.
Is it
of the decade?
Is it catch of all time? So me and my friends were talking about, does it beat out Odell's catch?
By that much.
Yeah, it might.
In my opinion.
See,
the situation makes it that much better.
That's what I said. I said it was all based on situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Odell's catch, like he scored the touchdown, which is cool,
mm-hmm.
but they lost the game.
Yep.
Yeah.
This was for
But they could have lost. They got lucky that Allen fumbled in the end zone.
Yes, but they won.
That is true.
There's buts, what-ifs, should-haves, could-haves.
On the road.
On the road in a very hostile Buffalo environment.
Yes.
And they beat Buffalo.
And he took it out of a two-handed defender.
The amount of hand strength.
Thank you. That, like, it's
the amount
like
of
that,
hand strength.
That is what people don't understand.
Not just catches it, but brings it to his wrist. You know how much
Bro, I can't even catch a football
right
with two hands.
And he did it with...
No, he's actually, like, vertical.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
He's vertical.
I said that it was the best catch of all time.
I think it's, like... Yeah. I mean, I don't know what beats the Odell or that catch off the top of my head.
Yeah,
I think
no.
what's... Julian Edelman's catch in the Super Bowl.
Who had
Tough.
A...
David Tyree, helmet catch.
Helmet catch.
Who had a
like,
fire catch on the Panthers a couple weeks ago in Atlanta, and then they ended up losing the game because the kicker missed 2 field goals. That Hail Mary... It was like a 63-yard Hail Mary.
DJ Moore?
Yeah, DJ Moore. That was a fire catch, too.
But then they lost.
They
but
did
because
lose.
He took his helmet off because it was an unsportsmanlike conduct.
That's self-inflicting.
That's right.
Self-inflicting. But, I mean, that's that was like an ending that I was like, holy.
Yeah, that was crazy. That game should have been over.
But, like, if it's an insane catch, it's usually, like, it's one hand.
One hand backwards, you know.
Upside down.
And backflip, yeah.
Situation.
It wins the game.
That's literally, to me right now, like. And the Julio catch in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. That was insane, too.
Also,
the toe tap.
Was it Justin Jefferson's catch on fourth down? It was like fourth
and
16.
Yeah, it was fourth and 16.
So if he doesn't catch that, game's over.
They lose.
The game's over.
Yeah, that's
catch. Keeps him in the game.
Yeah.
The first down.
Yep.
Keeps the drive going. They end up scoring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was what, for 40-something yards?
Yeah.
44, I think.
I was probably like, I think it was like 24.
I'm very impressed with Minnesota. But I didn't think that Minnesota would be 8-1 right now.
So
top of everything.
I didn't think they'd be this good. I knew I had them winning the division at the start of the year.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
And they came out solid. But
and that's
yeah.
because the Packers, I thought, regressed way more than the Vikings got better.
Oh my God, dude. The Packers looked.
They're playing tonight, aren't they?
They're playing
right now.
They're losing.
Okay. Oh, go figure.
7-6.
I'm not a Packers fan in general, and I'm sure in the hell not an Aaron Rodgers fan. I'm sorry.
It's getting worse for me.
He is the biggest baby.
Yeah.
I just can't stand him.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's, you know, a running back, his OC, his head coach, or the media.
Wide receivers.
He's just always bitching and
complaining. It's everyone else, not him.
Yeah. It's never been him.
Never.
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 Never will be either, so.
No, I know. And that's what's so sad, too. It's like, He's unbelievably talented.
Oh, he's very talented. You don't win. How many MVPs does he have? Three?
Three.
Yeah, three.
You don't win three MVPs for nothing.
And no Super Bowl.
In the NFL.
In the NFL.
Doesn't matter like what position you are. Mm-hmm. It's usually a quarterback award. I mean, we'll be honest.
Yeah.
But does Brady have three MVPs? I think he has like two or three, right?
Yeah.
He has two.
Like, that's insane.
Mm. Brady also has like
one
eight
Super
Bowls. Those.
Yeah.
Rodgers has one Super Bowl.
Yeah. I do feel for him on the lines of, like, he doesn't get the help that, like, management should help him out with.
Then why did he should leave.
Oh, he should definitely leave.
I don't know.
But who's going to take him at the age he is at?
It's too late.
It's way too
late.
It's
too late. You'd be taking it for the name.
Yeah.
At this point.
Like, if they don't get some high-named wide receiver or a decent running back,
like,
and a decent receiver.
Like a Brandon Cooks, a DJ Moore.
Yeah,
like that's
give
what,
him something.
Like that's what
he has
should
nothing
happen.
To work with, especially after Devontae left for Vegas.
Adam Throne in the chat.
Oh, says, really?
Who you got winning Thursday Night Football? I said you got the Pack, because that's who you texted me you got.
I had the Packers.
So. Who are they playing?
Titans.
It's
a good team.
In Green Bay, and it should
Green
be
Bay.
Snowing.
In Green Bay.
Green Bay's a tough place to play
in
November, December.
And I like them. This is gonna be a low scoring game.
Yeah,
Titans are a good ground and pound. Packers have a pretty solid defense, and short week for Tennessee, and they had to travel to Lambeau.
Okay,
I think Tennessee doesn't get that cold.
Green Bay's coming off a really good win against Dallas.
Also, like a momentum win. So I think
maybe that like kind of shifted their season.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully,
yeah.
Because
so,
it always sucks to
they needed something.
Green Bay is one of those teams that like. It just makes sense for them to be good and to be competitive. And so when they're not, it's just kind of weird.
It is.
It's like the Mariners being good this year.
Well, it's like Tom Brady.
It's good for the sport.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's also like Tom Brady, like, absolutely just being trash.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, divorce is finalized and he wins two games, finally.
With a comeback.
I dropped him as my fantasy quarterback. Like, I dropped him completely.
I would, too.
I mean, Geno and Justin Fields now.
Dude, he's had one game.
He had one game over 15 points, which was... I think it was actually the first game that we went to.
I think he has one game with two or more passing touchdowns.
Well, no, he has more games played this year than touchdowns.
Yeah.
Or he might be tied now. I don't know.
The old is out, the youth is in.
Yeah.
Enter Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and
Tua.
Tua. Herbert. Like, yeah, it's the next wave.
The future's bright.
Lamar. Yeah, the league's in good hands.
I'm glad. I'm so glad.
Jalen Hurts.
Justin Jefferson rookie card. That's autographed. So fire.
Hold on to that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. Out of 99, too.
So we got some games to preview, going into week 11. We know some of these teams won, some of these teams lost, but I just kind of want to dive in. Perfect segue. Adam asking, shout out Adam Trone, by the way. Appreciate you.
Shout out.
Packers, Titans. I mean,
I
got the Packers.
Packers. Yeah, Packers.
Atta boy. All right, we'll go to the next game. We'll go to the Monday slate. Let's start with the Bears and the Falcons. This is going to be an interesting game.
I mean,
two mobile quarterbacks.
Yeah, if Justin Fields keeps running the way he does.
Fields is mad.
Can't stop
He's playing
Justin
mad
Fields right now.
All
it's
time
crazy
running yards within a 4-game span by a rookie quarterback.
Yeah,
it's over 550 yards.
They've had like 275 rushing yards in the last like 4 games.
And it's
had,
insane.
Yeah, he's had like
it's crazy.
All
yeah.
of them.
And he's has like
yeah,
what,
he's
5
been,
rushing
yeah,
touchdowns?
95% of the yards are his.
So, I mean,
I took the Bears.
I'll take
I feel like
Chicago.
they're heating up a little bit.
Chicago could be a very dangerous team to play going into late December.
Yes, so. I don't know what it is. I don't think I buy him this week.
The Jalen Hurts effect is kind of taking place. The end of the season's kind of coming up, or like you're past that halfway mark now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he kind of found that groove. I think he's heating up.
I hope so.
I'm taking
Justin
Chicago.
Fields is a dog.
He is, and I think
Chicago loves him too. Yeah. They suck his, yeah.
His what?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I love that. Let's go. I like the Falcons winning this game.
Where is it at?
It's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think
it's a flip of a coin.
I think the Bears hit awesome. A wall this week, and I think the Falcons game plan around Fields.
You have the money line by chance?
Atlanta -3.
Okay.
I have Chicago. I'm gonna stick with Chicago.
I like that. Okay.
We'll go with Chicago.
Shout out Michael Hardenbrook, GOAT Sports Show, he said.
Wow. Is that Scott? I think that is. Thank you. Wow, let's go. All right. Rylan, any prediction here? Do you want to chime in? Or you
oh,
just...
I said Chicago.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Wow, my bad.
Yeah, you're
okay.
You're on your own on that one.
Okay. Browns, Bills. We touched on it briefly.
Bills.
I think they bounce back. Have to.
They've had 2 straight losses.
I think the Bills win this as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pissed off from last week.
Oh,
very
absolutely.
Off. Josh Allen is, you talk about heated quarterback, Josh Allen's about to wreak hell on Cleveland.
He's also
I think
be
so
playing
too.
Like Monopoly on the sideline, though. That's like that's just the quarterback he is.
So, a quick take. I just want to kind of know your guys' opinion. We've seen Josh Allen, you know, kind of develop throughout the years. Unbelievably talented, right? Especially with Brian Daboll. He had pretty much almost an MVP season. But now, with Brian Daboll no longer as offensive coordinator, Daboll going to the Giants, new offensive coordinator, he kind of has a little like a little more inaccurate throws. Do you guys kind of get – do we think we've seen the best of Josh Allen?
No.
I don't think so. That's the scary thing about Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Think so?
Josh is a freak.
If anything, I think he's still developing.
He is. I think he's there. I really do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's got Diggs. He's got Dawson Knox. He's got Khalil Shakir. Shout out.
Shout out to Shaq.
He's nice.
Yeah.
Perfect fit.
That offense is, on paper,
the best
offense in the league.
Yeah.
If they would have got McCaffrey, raps.
Oh, my God.
Raps.
I still think that they... I mean, aren't they they're Super Bowl favorites right now still, aren't they?
They still are. I think the Chiefs are now the favorite.
In the AFC,
which
I
makes
think
sense.
It's the Chiefs.
I think they dropped 2. I think it's Chiefs, Eagles, and then now Buffalo. But I don't know with the Eagles losing to Washington now how that affects that.
That was a bummer.
Yeah.
We can get into that next. We'll finish
Buffalo. Yeah. But, I mean, it kind of makes you think. You know, because, like, how much, like, when we say we've seen him, if he's still developing, like, because I feel like, that third year he had was...
Hey, what, this is his fourth year or fifth year?
Fourth, I think.
Yeah.
Yep, 2018 draft?
Yeah, he was 2018 draft.
Yeah, so this is his fourth season. Or fifth season.
Fourth.
He's obviously, you know, he's maturing, mm-hmm. right? But his legs, his mobility, it's unreal.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's unreal.
So I met Josh Allen when he came to Boise in 2018.
I say he played against Brett Rippon.
When we played Wyoming.
He's huge, huh?
He is massive. I remember walking up to him.
Yeah.
Is he really?
I shook his hand pregame.
He's 6'7", dude.
Oh,
my God.
Shit.
I just like, hi.
I thought he was just like an average
dude. Good luck today.
Yeah. No,
just
dude,
looking
he's,
up to him. He's,
that's kind of what he looks like.
He's
like,
Aaron,
on TV.
He's Aaron Judge, literally.
Yeah.
Says.
Wow.
He's very tall.
I did not realize he's that big.
Just an athlete.
Just built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nice guy and...
I'd say super nice guy.
I root for him, dude. Like, absolutely. I always root for the Bills. They're a hard team to hate.
Yeah.
Bills for sure win this weekend. Yes. Eagles-Colts. Perfect little segue there.
They're
coming off a loss.
Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Colts aren't looking that bad.
Yeah, Indy's... Mm-hmm.
Think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless of who Indy starts at quarterback, Eagles are going to be pissed off.
Yeah.
Win this game.
It's a mess in Indy.
Yeah. And the Eagles needed to kind of lose some game here soon.
Yeah,
they were due.
In the NFL, it's hard to go undefeated. I don't think that's ever going to happen again.
I don't think so either.
Really?
Everyone's
ever
too,
again?
I think about
maybe.
It. You know the pressure?
Yep. The
you
traveling.
Do you think it 13? Builds, though?
Oh,
like,
God,
I feel like
yes.
There was no pressure on the Eagles. I was like, oh, they're undefeated again. Because like, I feel like their schedule wasn't that tough.
Well, here's the thing. Newer head coach, newer quarterback, like, if they were bound to lose, there was no way.
I guess, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it was, I mean,
younger roster.
To lose to Washington. Like, to anyone they could have lost to.
Yeah.
They lost to Washington.
I see where that.
Which is not the worst loss. I mean, again, it's not like
it's
losing.
It
would have
been worse if it was like the Texans. Or like,
yeah. It was a
that would have that'd
bad
be
loss.
Bad.
Yeah.
It is
not the greatest loss on paper.
It is. I don't know what it is, though. It's like, since they're in the division. The division teams usually kind of beat up on each other, you know?
Especially sure. that division.
Especially that division. And Ron Rivera's a great coach. I like Taylor Heinicke.
I think a lot of people do.
Honestly. He's kind of like the unsung hero.
Yeah.
That, you know, at the end of the movie.
Yep.
Then the whole city loves him type of thing.
Yeah.
And he's playing with house money.
Yeah.
He has nothing to prove.
There's nothing to lose.
There's nothing to lose, yeah. Or excuse me, yeah. He has nothing to lose, yeah. Yeah, that's why sometimes you see him just wild throws.
Yeah.
Well, did you see?
He's like, I'm not supposed to be here anyways.
You see the clip where he buys Jordans, the color of the team, every team that he beats? He like whenever he started his career, every victory that he gets, he buys Jordans in the colorway of the team that he beat.
I love that.
Which is kind of hard.
That's hard.
That's
a good
that.
Mentality to
that's
have.
Sick.
Yeah. So you know he's rocking Eagles colored Jordans the game this week.
Good.
I really like that.
Next game, it's another green and white team. We got the Jets going to New England.
Like Ryan said, Bill Belichick eats the Jets for breakfast every morning.
Every single week. I don't know what it is.
So I got the
he
Patriots.
He has their number. I think the Patriots sweep
them. I'm riding
them.
With the
I
Patriots.
I think New England's not good this year.
Yeah, but when
they're
they play
all right,
the Jets.
But in division, Bill Belichick, he knows how to scheme.
I'm going to go with the Jets on this one.
But I was going to say... They're bouncing back. They've seen them already, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming off a bye week? I don't think
they
played
last
week.
Belichick is 35-10 against the Jets.
Well, this week it's 35-11.
And I think what makes me nervous is because they're coming off a bye week.
They're also going for their 14th straight win against the Jets.
Snap it.
See, I think they would have snapped it after 13. I think they just keep going.
Got to snap at some point.
It's just bound to happen. I got the Jets.
Every week they play, you're on the show.
Perfect.
It's going to be 16.
Snap it.
Until it breaks. Snap it.
It's like 2065.
So, Jets, Pats.
Yeah, I got Pats.
Dude, I don't know now, honestly.
Oh, my God.
Well, because they're coming off a bye week.
Oh, my God, dude.
Nah, they're playing. Zach Wilson struggles against the Pats, dude. Yeah.
Not enough moms in the Patriots.
Yeah. Side. Belichick's wife's not hot enough. Well, actually, she's actually not bad.
Yeah, I was going to say. You see that video of Belichick going to the Halloween party around Halloween time?
At the roller derby, she was with
him. He's like a pirate.
Yeah. Randy Moss convinced him.
He's like, coach, come on.
Here's a tricky one. Not really. Giants at Lions. Or no, Lions at Giants. Giants win?
Giants.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Daniel Jones. Having the best year of his career.
Yeah. And I think as long as Saquon stays healthy, I think they're solid.
Yeah. Saquon's a dog.
Giants are 7-2.
That's a very...
To me...
Unpredictable.
Very unpredictable. They're the surprise team of the year.
Yeah.
In
right
my
now,
opinion.
Yes.
Shout out Ben. I bet Ben's really happy.
I think so. 7-2 from the New York Giants. If anyone told me that at the start of this year, I'd be like...
Nope.
Who did they get?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah.
Super team over there right now.
And they haven't made any trades.
No, they're doing great.
The New York teams doing all right.
Yeah, Jets improvement. Yeah.
Flying under the radar type of thing. Unpredictable. Good football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Utilizing all their assets the best they can. And
good for them.
Shout out Brian Daboll as well. I think that coaching, I'm a big Brian Daboll guy. I think that made a huge difference as well. Because Daniel Jones, I mean.
He finally found someone he can click with.
Yeah, and he just looks like a completely different quarterback. So good on them. Rams at the Saints.
Ooh.
This is actually going to be a good game.
Still without what's his face, right?
Cooper Kupp's
out.
Out.
Isn't
Andy Dalton's getting the start again? It's been announced.
Isn't Stafford still out too?
Is Stafford hurt?
Yeah,
he is, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't play last week, but I don't know if he was out for 1 week or two.
I think the Saints.
I think the Saints get this win, and it's in New Orleans.
That's the biggest thing. Because it's kind of, with how many people are out, it's kind of like a toss-up.
Yeah.
But then you,
because the Saints are banged up. Yeah. The Rams have key players banged up.
Are the Saints getting any of their key players back? Like, this season? Like, Lattimore, is anyone coming back?
Lattimore has a lacerated kidney.
What?
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I hate when my kidney lacerates.
Yeah, I'm like, that sounds, I don't know what that is, but that sounds painful.
I only sit for 1 week, though, so not
yeah, usually I'm
two.
A day-to-day kind of guy when that happens, but, you know,
yeah.
Some people are just
questionable.
Yeah, if we have a bye week, I'm chilling. Cameron Jordan hurt, Landry hurt, Davenport hurt, I don't know, man.
Yeah, Stafford's out with concussion protocol.
Okay, yeah. Do you think this is, like, the worst team to come off a Super Bowl at this point in the season? Like in history? Because the Rams suck.
Yeah.
The Rams suck.
They just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then it's not like they lost that many pieces, did they?
They lost Von Miller.
Okay.
They lost
Donald, right?
They lost Andrew Whitworth, their left tackle, to retirement.
They lost another big piece to retirement, I thought. I thought they had two big tackles to retire.
No. I mean, I know their offensive line is completely different. Mm-hmm. I think a few people are hurt.
Odell not being there, too.
No Odell. So, I mean, they do kind of have a different roster.
I guess.
And their O-line is bottom three in the league, so.
It's very weird to see the way that they're struggling.
Is this the first
because
year
they've invested so much money.
Yes. Yeah.
Is this the first year the Chargers are better than the Rams in SoFi?
Yes.
Yeah.
Without question.
So it's the Chargers' house now, huh?
Rams are the defending champs, I mean.
Yeah, but, I mean, record.
I mean, okay, you got to.
I mean,
win
not
Super
that
Bowl.
The Chargers are that much
I
better
see,
because
I
Chargers haven't had the best year either.
Because here's the thing: are the Clippers the owners of the Staples Center? They're the better team.
This year, yeah, I think the Lakers are just renting it this year. Dude, the Lakers are what 2-15?
My point is like it's the Lakers though. You know, like they have a banner.
Maybe they're just on vacation. You know, it's like they're Airbnb-ing it.
You see where I'm coming from though?
Yes, I do.
It's like, you know, I've paid my dues, so
yeah.
Like.
So.
But
you deserve a vacation then.
Okay, fair enough.
Rent it
I
out.
Like that.
You know, share
rent
the wealth.
It rent it out. Airbnb it. Where were we? Rams Saints. I like
Saints.
The Saints.
Yeah. I like the Saints.
Okay.
Saints are -135.
Good there. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll still be close just because the Saints always do that. But
yeah.
We got Panthers at the Ravens.
Ravens.
Texans against the Commanders. Commanders are playing in Houston.
Commanders.
I like Washington.
I was going to say Washington's coming off a good win.
Heineke needs new Jays.
Afternoon games. We got the Broncos hosting the Raiders. This could be close. I honestly like the Raiders here. Honestly.
I'm feeling another bowl of Cheerios with a hot dog and cheddar cheese. Let Russ cook.
Oh,
so.
My God. I love that meme.
I think Denver has struggled.
I think they're going to tie 0-0.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
Give me that. Give me that.
It'd be such of a... Just,
is it in Vegas?
It's in Denver.
Oh. Yeah, I could see
it. At what point some team has got to figure it out? Because both teams right now are just
bad.
Like, just
yeah,
trying to stay afloat.
And both these teams might be the worst coach teams in the league.
I don't know if you saw the stat, Ryan. If the Broncos would score 18 points per game, which their average, I think, right now is 12, if they would score 18 points a game, they'd be 8-1 right now.
That's what I've heard. That just goes to show your defense is that good. Yeah.
Russ, ain't it?
Though that means the offense is that bad.
Yeah, the coach is, I think, the problem.
Oh, my goodness, dude, you're right. Your only loss would have been to the Raiders.
Yep.
Yikes.
Oh,
looking
at these.
It'd be 8-1.
Looking at these are so bad.
Yeah, it's a tough scene.
I think I have to go with Vegas. This one.
I think I'm going with the Raiders.
I'm going to hold strong with Denver.
Hang in there, buddy.
I am.
Broncos fan.
Long week.
Yeah.
Long season.
You know, most of the games are blacked out here anyway, so I don't get to watch them. So
well, you're not missing much, I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
So I love this game upcoming. Cowboys at the Vikings.
At the Vikings?
Off of a loss.
That's game of the week for sure, and it's probably not prime time.
Vikings Shocker. Coming off an emotional road win going back
home. One time
home.
You want Dallas to be primetime?
I think we like Minnesota here.
I like Minnesota too.
Right?
At
this,
home.
I think
this will be good, though.
They're going to put up for the fans.
Yeah.
1 o'clock, Kirk.
This is good
it's,
for...
It's 2:25.
So 1 o'clock on the West Coast. 1:30.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
I like Minnesota.
Okay.
I think it's a big staple game for Minnesota to, like, really prove that this team is
got
to
show up for
legit.
The fans. Yeah. Let's do Arizona next. We got a comment in the chat about Arizona.
Is that Adam?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then if Dallas loses this game, though, are they chalked for the year?
They're not winning the division.
Yeah.
Their division race is over.
Are they wild card, though? I think they're
the
still
Giants. They're behind the Giants
team.
And the Eagles. I mean...
Hey, who knows? Eagles, maybe the
There's
Eagles
a lot of
fall
football
apart.
Left. There's a lot of yeah. football left. I mean, I think...
Maybe Eagles fall apart. You
Dallas
know.
Is still in it for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's a tough division.
It is.
Yeah, they're all...
They went from the worst to the best real quick.
Yeah. Good division of football this year. I think I got Minnesota, though.
Vikings. Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
Like field goal, maybe.
But this is going to be closer than we think.
Yeah.
I think so.
Kirk's going to throw a few picks.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'm
like
getting
a,
interception
like a 24-20...
Yeah.
Field win game winning field goal type vibe?
Yeah, like 27-24.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like okay. it.
27-24 Minnesota.
I like that.
Heard it here first.
Steelers hosting the Bengals. I like the Bengals.
I like the Bengals.
Coming off a bye week. I love that. Sunday night game, Chiefs at the Chargers.
Did we say the Arizona game?
They're Monday night.
Oh. Oh, the Mexico City game's in Monday? On Monday? I didn't know that. Mm. Chiefs, I think. I just don't think.
I want to say the Chiefs, but I think the Chargers will get them.
It depends about the injury report for the Chargers because they're missing a lot of key pieces.
Now, Justin Herbert is he full 100%?
Yeah,
I know he was
Herbert's
like
good
day to day.
Yeah, Herbert's good.
But injuries at receiver both concern for Chiefs and Chargers is the headline. They're unsure of who's going to strap up. Juju Smith-Schuster, questionable.
Dude,
Mecole
Hardman,
died. Valdes-Scantling, all three of their top receivers questionable. Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are also questionable for the Chargers.
Wait, is Juju questionable or out? Because he should
questionable.
Be out.
They're all questionable.
Did you see Juju last week?
Yeah. He got
He was twitching before he even hit the ground.
Yeah, not good.
He KO'd.
Interesting.
It was gnarly.
So what we're going to see is the first NFL flag football game This weekend.
Yes.
Yeah,
XFL awesome. For the Sunday night game.
A Sunday night, too, even better.
Are you kidding me? Prime time?
Listening to Chris Collingsworth call a Sunday night game gives me Sunday scaries.
Yes.
Now here's a guy.
Yeah.
Has been since I was like five.
And every time it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers.
Now here's a guy.
Now look
Rogers.
At the way he throws this ball. It's just a wide open route.
As I'm sitting on the dining room table trying to do homework, you know,
yeah,
as I'm 12 years old.
Oh, dude, and like, and knowing you have school the next night too.
It's awful.
Awful.
When I heard
it just made it that much worse.
The Sunday night theme song come on, I was just.
Yeah, because that's your cue to be like, I still haven't done my homework. Like,
the
God.
Sunday night one is Carrie Underwood one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Sunday scaries.
That's funny.
Yeah, that makes me scared. Monday night game, Niners at the Cardinals.
So Adam Trone says, I know the new Warzone came out, but the Cardinals game is in Mexico this week. Do you think Kyler Murray, with a little bit of detox, can pull out the dub? Who are they playing?
The Niners.
Niners got that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Niners should win.
Niners should.
West Coast
theoretically go
game.
Undefeated the rest of the year with their pickups, I think.
I get the Niners.
They're a strong team.
And when this happens, when
Cardinals
San Francisco
are a mess.
Beats Arizona, the whole world is going to blame Arizona's loss on
Warzone
2.
I mean, maybe they should.
What if he just goes off?
I want to think that would happen, but
he
I
should
just
come
don't.
Out wearing
I don't,
a Warzone
I don't.
Skin.
Kyler looks like different. Like they're in shambles right now, him and Kingsbury.
Yeah,
they're not getting along.
They're batting heads and struggling.
Looks like he should have went to the A's.
He still made the right choice with football. I think so. You don't. Not everyone makes it in baseball.
Kid.
But as a number one overall pick in the NFL.
Yeah.
Also first round, though, in the MLB.
What was his pick in the MLB draft?
Like seven, I think. Yeah.
Ninth
top
overall.
10.
Okay.
That's impressive as hell.
That's extremely impressive.
But imagine playing for the A's.
I don't think he would have stayed, though. That's the thing. I think he gets...
Like, stayed for the... like.
Yeah,
the
I
A's?
Think he wouldn't be with the A's now.
So, okay.
Because he would have developed as a top 10 draft pick in the
yeah,
MLB.
Ninth mm-hmm. overall selection.
Okay, yeah. So,
2018.
Yep. And he goes someplace else.
First ever player to get drafted in the first round in both drafts.
Yeah. That's I don't think anyone else has ever done that.
Wow, he looks way different if in an A's uniform.
It's very interesting the way that
he looks a lot happier in an A's uniform.
Oh. He hates his life in Arizona.
He'll figure it out. I think, me personally, I don't think Cliff Kingsbury's the guy. I never liked him. I don't like, I just don't. He seems too passive.
Sure.
Too beta for a head coach.
See, when I compare him to like Lincoln Riley, okay? So you have two very, very explosive offensive-minded people.
Yep.
One's in the NFL, one's still in college. You have one of the most explosive college offenses right now with USC. And then Arizona's just kind of like, eh. But looking back to when Kingsbury was at Texas Tech
mm-hmm.
with – wasn't that – that was Patrick Mahomes.
That was with Mahomes.
Those teams were electrifying.
They were putting up points.
Michael Crabtree, that's – he was on those Texas Tech teams.
I think so. I don't know his – I didn't know his tenure, but –
I just remember those Texas Tech games being so good.
They were a top 10 team.
Oh, top 5 offense.
Yeah.
They were very good.
Ranked,
but
yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to say is they're so different now because, like, Kingsbury's, like, lost it. He doesn't have that explosiveness anymore.
Correct.
Because he could have such a potential, like, high explosive offense with the Cardinals.
Yeah.
With Kyler, with DeAndre Hopkins, and he just doesn't.
Yeah.
He's got the pieces. He just can't figure out the puzzle.
So, in Kingsbury went straight from college to NFL head coach. Mm-hmm. Usually, that's tough, right?
I say, don't you normally do like OC or DC or
usually?
Who is Arizona's OC?
I don't know off the top of my head.
It's funny how we don't even know that
because
we're so focused on Kingsbury.
Because I mean, and pretty sure I think he kind of has the reins with.
I mean, I
because like Andy Reid and Bieniemy, I know Bieniemy kind of like throws in his like, hey. Or, like, when Sean Payton was with the Saints, he called the plays.
Yeah.
It's so like, Sean...
Sean McVay, like...
Sean Coogler.
Yeah, see,
I've,
like...
I have no idea
he probably
is.
Designs it and then puts it in front of Kingsbury. Right?
Their pre-game meeting.
Yeah.
Which is what we should run.
Yeah. He'll be like, okay, right. I'll think about
just
it.
Just throws it behind him.
Yeah.
Yep, cool.
Okay, yeah.
No, thanks.
Yeah. I like the Niners.
I like the Niners.
Yeah.
Titans are up 14-6.5.
Nice.
Okay. MLB awards, they've been announced.
You want to do it quickly?
Yeah. You have to remind me. I know Manager of the Year, Buck Showalter, and American League was.
It was.
Who was it?
Francona.
Yes.
Francona. Okay.
Yeah. Two second round exits. I guess Mets are first round exit.
I thought Buck Showalter's was well deserved.
I did too.
I liked it. Terry Francona. How do we feel about that?
Great. Indians like or Guardians.
Who? Who?
Hey. Guardians came out of nowhere. I feel like
they did come out of nowhere. I definitely thought though.
Dusty Baker.
Dusty for. I mean, they're expected to do that.
Okay.
That's
fair.
My only
fair.
Reasoning.
Okay,
Dusty Baker
fair.
Got a ring. He doesn't need any more awards.
Like
I was
coming into the beginning of the season, like,
yeah.
Houston was
the
division favorite.
Yeah.
They're gonna
and
win
the White
going
Sox.
To division, yeah.
The White Sox were the division favorite for the Central.
That tweet when they were just getting trashed on.
La Russa sucks.
He's gone now.
Yeah,
God.
I know, but he just
who,
in
now,
general
remind
sucks.
Me, who's with Philly? Because I thought
it
that,
was.
I can't remember his name. I can't.
It's not Joe Girardi.
No, he's gone.
He got fired midseason.
Okay, that's right. When they were like 23-40.
Yeah, and then the interim guy, I can't remember his name.
That's why I definitely thought maybe there's some rule that states that like an interim can't.
Rob Thompson.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have been.
See, I would have said Philly. I would have said Rob Thompson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know the rule there. You might be right. Maybe
because
you have to
that's my only thought.
Maybe you have to have a full year. There's some eligibility
thought.
Or something like that.
Because
he came on June 3rd, so that's like All-Star break almost.
The way that Philly ended the season,
great.
Incredible.
Mariners manager?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Like
Mariners
I
also
think,
talent-wise, too.
I think, too, with Seattle, up. It's like they were waiting for that year to break.
Yeah.
And this was that year. They did great, but like if they do it again next season, and
then
make it past the first round – then I think that they
Yeah.
To give it to him.
He was a nominee, though, right?
I don't know who.
Wasn't he a finalist?
I don't
Francona,
know.
Francona, I want to say, didn't the Mariners get like third in the voting or something?
It could have. I'm not sure. It would make sense for him, but like I said, if they do it again next season, because this season, like they could go, you know, like 50 and 80 next year, and it's like, oh, you know, last year was just like a fluke. Season.
Yeah.
They got lucky last year.
Right.
But if they do it again.
Okay, this guy's legit.
You know what he's been able to he can do with like J-Rod and
he
like
built a culture.
That team.
Cal Raleigh.
Yeah. Then it's a little bit different story.
Okay.
I believe it was the Orioles, the Astros, and Terry Francona were the top.
Orioles
three.
Was the other one. Okay, that's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
Silver Sluggers, Gold Glovers, too many to go around.
Yeah.
But
all deserving.
No one really felt like got robbed or stood out.
Yeah, I felt like
there was one person I think that got robbed. I forgot who it was. I saw it on Twitter. I think it was maybe one of the Pirates guys.
Was it a Gold Glove or a Silver Slugger?
A Gold Glove, I believe. I want to say it was American League, too. I don't remember who it was, though. I saw it on Twitter.
I didn't hear anything.
I thought everything was pretty even this year.
Yeah.
Like, it made sense.
Arenado winning his 7th Platinum Glove?
Yeah.
That's
expected.
That's insane.
Yeah. Some people don't win one Gold Glove, and he's got...
Platinum Gloves.
Yeah. Seven of them.
And isn't he tied for the record? Or one away.
He might be one away. But even if he is one away, how old is he? 20?
I think he might be 29 or 30.
I was going to say 20. I was going to 29.
He's only halfway through his career.
That's insane.
That's insane. Him in Colorado, too. Like,
I just remember him sitting with A-Rod, that ESPN feature, where he's literally on a knee behind third base, just tossing it over to first. Like,
oh, I know exactly what video. Just
yeah.
And then just on
like,
a dot.
It's nothing. Yeah. And A-Rod's like, oh,
it's
shit.
Different.
He's just different.
Plus he hits.
And he can hit the ball. It's not like he can just like, you know, slap the ball around. Like, he hits the ball.
Dude, he was putting up MVP hitting numbers in Coors.
He doesn't have an MVP yet, huh?
He doesn't, dude.
Which is crazy.
And
hey, but
it
Paul Goldschmidt got his.
Yes. And we'll get there. I think we was gonna get to Cy Young's, Verlander, and Alcantara.
Honestly, Verlander, which is impressive. At 39 years old.
That is impressive. He quietly had a very good Cy Young year.
He might, like, you could argue that he is not only the best pitcher in the AL right now, but the best pitcher in the league.
Really?
I mean,
I guess. He had an incredible year. I hate to admit it. Because
I do, too, because him and Kershaw have always been coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But he, for 39 years old.
Kershaw's only 35, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, Verlander's way older. Yeah. And so is Scherzer. I think him and...
Yeah. And Verlander wants 3 years.
Verlander
wants a 3-year deal, too. That's what he's searching for.
His velo has dropped.
But his stuff hasn't, obviously. If he wants
Which is impressive to me, exactly.
Well, he had a Tommy John surgery 2 years ago, so he basically has a fresh arm, essentially, if you think of it that way.
Yeah, he...
Did he have Tommy John?
Yep. That's what it was.
Was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
It was two.
Two? Okay.
Two. Good for
him,
dude. Bouncing back.
That's a tough injury. That makes it even, like, he's in a position right now to sign a very, very large. I know Houston's not going to re-sign him.
No.
That's the thing. Because they can't afford him right now.
No, and they got
I feel like he kind of deserves something nice.
Yes, but they don't want to do that.
No.
They don't want to do that. And I can't blame either side.
Sure.
Oh, for sure.
I think that's a mutual.
Yeah, it's. You know, he won a ring, go your separate way, and take care of something else.
Congrats to Sandy Alcantara.
Yeah.
Alcantara.
Yep.
Good he for him, well deserved.
Stud.
Yeah.
Absolute stud. And then MVPs, Goldschmidt and Judge.
It should have been Otani.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
There's no way. Are you serious? Are you actually being serious?
Yes.
You think, no.
Yes.
Come
on, back me up here, Keaton.
I can see. Both
I may be a tiny bit biased because I had a bet on it. But,
oh, okay. Well,
but like,
but dude, still. Aaron Judge, like,
the I think the thing that you
what
can
was Judge ERA this year
is
who cares? Little leaguers are doing it.
That is true.
Otani can throw.
He can, and
but
it's
throwing
special.
100 and a,
it's special. I mean, Judge hit 62 home runs.
I get that. And I get the, he made it the postseason, that's what you're going to say. But he also went, like, 2 for 50 in the postseason. And I know postseason doesn't count towards
MVP. Postseason does not count.
Like.
I see where he's coming from, but I also, MVP is almost like, with NFL, it's a quarterback award.
Yep.
The MVP in baseball is like, it's a hitter's award.
Kershaw got
one. Kershaw got one. Verlander got one. It's not impossible.
It's not impossible, but it's very heavily we move forward into baseball future.
Correct.
It's definitely it's a hitter's award.
Because.
But Ohtani's also a hitter. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But did Ohtani hit 62 home runs?
No, but he was third in the league, though, still.
I mean, okay, how about this? You take Judge off the Yankees. Do they win the division? No.
I don't think so.
Not at all.
Yeah.
If you take Ohtani off the Angels, where are they?
Still not making the playoffs. God damn it.
Ruining his career.
I'm sorry. I know, what Ohtani is doing is special. It's something we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's good, too, for the culture of baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
It's huge for Japan?
Yes.
It's not Korea.
It's Japan.
Okay.
Japan. Okay. Yeah. And if Ohtani would have won it, I wouldn't have rioted.
No, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
He'll get one.
I think if he has this same season next year, he'll get it.
Yep.
Two back-to-back years of straight dominance in pitching and hitting.
Dude, Cy Young and
MVP. Oh, can we talk about Mike Trout as well?
Poor guy.
He hit 40 home runs and missed 60 games. Wow. Are we aware of this?
That's impressive.
Give him the MVP. Fuck it.
If he would have played a full season, he probably would have won.
Yeah.
Probably.
Imagine Judge going bomb for bomb.
Because Trent has, what, 3 MVPs?
Yeah.
And he still has, made the playoffs once. Like, that's to me.
He's played 3 playoff games.
Yeah. And yeah, that was unfortunate.
Okay, so speaking on the Mike Trout subject, because I know we have talked about this before.
Perfect timing.
Bryce Harper.
Out for the season. Next year.
Wait, what?
Tommy John, or UCL surgery.
Bryce Harper.
He is hurt. Is hurt.
Okay, just in regards to, this season.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always I couldn't stand Bryce Harper.
I still hate Bryce Harper.
Okay. I remember telling you guys this.
I think we've had this conversation.
Mike Trout, Bryce Harper comparison.
Yep.
I was always Team Trout, always, when they both came up and everything.
Yep.
The way that Bryce Harper has handled himself in Philly and the way that he was able to lead this team to the World Series, I give him my utmost respect.
I was impressed.
He found his spot. He found his niche. He found everything that he needed to in the city. And I loved seeing that.
I do,
too. As a baseball fan, that's what you want to see in an athlete.
We had a dope sidekick.
Yes.
Nick Castellanos.
Castellanos.
Yep.
I mean, that...
Real Muto.
That team was so much fun to watch. That was a Segura, fun baseball team.
That was a very fun baseball team.
But I have to give respect to Bryce Harper because I've always bashed him because he bitches and he complains and he's the biggest baby for not getting the calls.
I agree.
And what he did,
Is he the Aaron Rodgers of the MLB?
Close, but no.
Not yet. I don't think, not yet. Not quite.
Not yet. But he could, has
I feel like when he gets older, he could have that.
But there's potential there.
But yeah. I love the way that Bryce handled himself this season because it was incredible to watch.
It's actually a good comparison, Ryland. I can kind of see that.
When he's going to be 40, he's going to be like, he's going to be complaining like Aaron Rodgers.
It's possible.
Tendencies.
I think he's matured. Because I was worrisome when he took that deal with Philly. I was like, oh, he just wants the money. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, he just wants the money. And I always knew, because he's a Vegas kid, high praise, just literally on a pedestal. Yeah. Literally.
500-foot home runs at age 16.
Dude, which, that's ungodly. But that's why I was always Trout.
Always.
Philly was never in the picture to go to the playoffs anytime soon.
No, never.
Even at this season, I don't think. They were even, they were down in the second, third tier on.
But he got an MVP last year.
Yeah.
And then this year takes his team to the World Series, and I'm like, dude,
He just exemplified good leadership qualities.
Yeah.
And watching him in the playoffs and the World Series.
Yes.
As someone who's studying athletic leadership right now in school.
Oh, I'm sure that just.
It was awesome to see because he did.
Makes your papers easy to write.
Yeah, it was incredible to watch. It made the sport good. It made the series good. It made, but I said, I got to give my hats off to him because he did very well.
And another thing, too, that I think always grinded my gears with him was his fan base trying to back him up when he was batting 257 and hitting 20 home runs. and still trying to put him in like the same conversation with Trout. Do you guys remember that? Like,
yeah.
Three years ago, Harper had those back-to-back years of hitting like 260.
Yep.
100%. And we're just like, okay, well, why is it even a debate now? He's turned the page.
Oh, for sure.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Honestly. But yeah, hey, we got what, like 8 minutes left?
Yeah, eight or so.
We are going to go to our final segment of the show here. Secrets Slate. Top five of anything here in the world. Ryland's going to give us a subject, and we rank the top five things based off the...
You think we can scratch off two real quick? We bang them out?
You want to do two?
Yeah, I got two good ones.
Okay, so Keaton's going to be joining us as well. He's going to make his top five of...
Today, we were talking about this before the show, Ryan. Top five worst chores to do. I already know what your number one is.
Laundry.
So this, yeah.
Laundry.
One would be the worst.
Just life chores. Like what, like life chores?
So
one, laundry.
My one would be folding the laundry, like putting it away. I don't mind washing it, obviously. But
it's
like,
just, it takes up so much time.
See, my job literally entails laundry.
Okay, so.
That's like, it's like second nature to me at this point. So that's not even, I don't even think that's a top five thing.
I get stressed. Because sometimes it's like a time thing.
Get it done.
Because yeah, it's like
you
like
fold this shit, you
I know
this
I'm low
up.
On
yeah.
clothes. I have to wash it. Then I have to throw it in the dryer. I don't have time to my clothes are gonna be stuck in the washer. I'm stuck at work. Then they're gonna get moldy. That shit drives me insane.
See, my shit's the putting away, not the doing it.
Okay.
What's your one, Keaton?
I think my number one is cleaning dishes after.
That was gonna be
after
my second.
Your, like,
I got a different
cooking.
Second.
Okay.
That's mine.
Okay.
Just cleaning the dishes after.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go to two. Mine's dishes.
He's.
Vacuuming.
Okay.
Okay.
Like vacuuming the carpet.
Yeah.
Even though it's very satisfying.
I was
to
just
see
saying,
the
it's very,
satisfying when
it's
you do
therapeutic
it.
Therapeutic and satisfying. For
yeah.
Me.
But the actually getting to do it. My two would be like physically taking out the trash can to the curb.
I love how
not taking
I love
out
how
the trash.
Descriptive like his are.
Yes.
Just you know.
Your third breath on your way out the driveway.
Yeah, yeah. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, I could take it out, whatever. But it's like physically.
Taking it out to the curb.
Yeah.
Like
the barrel.
Trash,
that thing. Grinds your gears.
Because like, it's like at night, if I forget to do it, then I miss the trash, and then the trash overfills, and it's like, I don't know. Yeah.
Wow.
And I sometimes like it. It's cold, you know. I got
number two?
It. Yeah.
Respect.
It's just annoying.
I love our. I love hearing these opinions. Number three.
This is our most heated one, I think.
Yeah, this is. This
God,
is,
what are you talking
lot
about?
A lot of controversy here.
Laundry's worse.
It's bad. Number three for me, getting gas.
I love getting gas.
I love getting
I
gas.
I love the smell of gasoline.
Why? What? In this economy as well? Like, it's
okay,
ridiculous.
Okay, that's a different
in that regard.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like. When you're about to leave your house and you turn on the car and the light's on and it just barely moves.
That's my
like,
favorite. I love
it. And it's a time constraint. Because then maybe if you have to be somewhere, you're like, I got to get gas. And
yes.
I also have to drop $70 to $90.
So my third one, same type of idea. Obviously, and since it's cold out right now, is when you get in your car and you have low tire pressure. And you have to go fill up your tires.
Is that a chore, though?
It's a hassle. I see what he's saying. It's kind of like getting gas. Like, it's not like a chore, but
it's
like
okay,
it's
can we put like car maintenance in? We like put that.
Okay, down. Yeah. Car maintenance. We'll put that.
Yeah. So yeah, when I, like life chores, like kind of like just like you got to it's your like due diligence. Like you're gonna end
you
up doing it.
Get it done.
My three is gonna be dishes.
Dishes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good. No, like that's just it's like shit.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna get dirty again.
Number four. Okay, actually, before we move on, would you rather load or unload the dishwasher? Some people don't have a dishwasher.
Unload.
Unload.
I'd rather unload too.
So I actually do my dishes. Like when I'm done with them.
Yeah.
I don't use a dishwasher. I've never used a dishwasher.
You have one?
Really?
Yeah, I have one. I've never used it.
Why?
Why? It's so convenient.
I just wash and dry and then they're done. They're put away.
But you never like want to like sanitize them with like the hot water?
No.
Like the extra clean?
So you just hand wash them and then do you have like a huge drying rack?
Usually I'll dry them too.
His whole counter.
Yeah, I was going to say because like.
I'll dry them and put them away.
Okay.
I'm weird.
So do you like use the same dish every time then?
Yeah.
Because you put it right back on top. Do you move it to the bottom?
I have the same plate and cup that I had freshman year in the dorms.
Wow. It's impressive. It's
I
like
got
a paper
bad,
plate that's like
bed,
hanging
bath,
on by
Bath
thread.
And Body Work. No, Bed Bath & Beyond. Not Bath.
Hey.
Good store, though.
But no, Bath & Body Works, best hand soaps.
Go get your candles at Bath & Body Works.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. Cut the shit. Number four. I mean, we have to do it. I just...
I already got mine.
Getting groceries.
No.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's I don't know. Because you know what I mean? Like, when you have everything stocked, it's a great feeling, right? Yeah. But just knowing, I forgot that.
Yeah, or at the I'm store, out of this.
Or I'm out of this, so yeah. Now I have to
That's
go.
The worst, when you finish grocery shopping, and you're like, shit, I forgot
the one thing you needed to make dinner that night.
It's ridiculous, yeah. So, like, that's why the process of getting groceries, it doesn't bother me, but it's a hassle.
Mine would be dusting.
Ooh.
I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I live in a newer house, and like, but my house gets so dusty. It's so weird. Like, so fast, too.
Like when you put your fan, you turn your fan on and you can feel it fall on you.
Oh, and you can some stuff you can see. And
so
like
I keep my fan on 24/7, so that doesn't happen.
I'm gonna say when you spill something in the fridge and you have to completely take everything out of the fridge.
Just
to
cleaning
the fridge.
That's tough.
I hate that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Cleaning the fridge. Yeah, cleaning the fridge, cleaning the oven. That's a bitch.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Really?
I've never done it. My we've had to do it. Clean.
Our landlord had like checklists.
Okay.
I always got to clean the oven. And I see why. It's annoying. It sucks.
What's number five?
I want to say, I don't really, it's something we all have to like do. I was going to say like car renewal, like registration. That's a technical like DMV technically. Mm. But that's not really like a chore, though, right?
Like, doesn't it just happen automatically? Just mail it in? I feel like you're like a big, like, I hate going to the post office guy.
I don't go to the post office.
God, I have to mail this letter out.
God, I need stamps.
I am not that negative in life, guys. But no, it's just, I don't know.
Stamps are $1.29 now?
Yeah.
What?
It's just like getting gas.
It used to be 99 cents
back Okay, in the guys,
day.
Guys, I don't get mad. I don't get mad. I just. It's kind of like a...
Slam the car door.
It's kind of just like a, okay, let's go do it. It's like, let's go do it. You know, it's like, okay, we got to put our head down and do it.
I want to say sweeping for five.
Sweeping's
like
a good
sweeping,
one.
Like hardwood floors.
Yeah. Mine's picking up dog shit.
Pulling weeds.
That also sucks.
Yeah, I'm going to go yard work, number five.
Yard work? See, I love mowing the yard. That's one thing I love.
I do like mowing, but...
A freshly mowed lawn is nice.
Like, I love doing, like, I'll do the yard. Like, the edging, there's something about it that's very...
Satisfying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which counters my vacuuming thing, because, again, it's...
It's the same thing. It's vacuuming outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're mowing the carpet.
Yeah. Essentially. It's a good way to look at it.
Okay, we got time for one more? Real quick? Yeah, let's do it.
Fuck it. I got two. Keaton, you're an Idaho guy, right?
Yeah.
So, we're going to do best French fry types. For the two Idaho boys, top five French fry types.
This is going to be hard. I might need to pull up like the types of French fries.
Come
real quick.
On. I mean, number one's got to be the waffle fry, right?
Okay, are we talking French fry types or just potatoes in general?
Because that's a good question.
Because,
so
like,
I guess
a loaded baked potato would slap right now.
That
Some
always
sour
hits.
Cream,
so that's your all-time number one best potato.
Yeah.
Okay.
A loaded baked potato.
Okay.
Is my number one.
I had that at a tailgate 2 weeks ago at Boise State, and then a loaded baked potato bar.
Oh,
it was fire.
Some chives, sour cream.
Oh, they had everything. Chives, bacon. Sour cream. They had nacho cheese on a baked
so,
potato.
So, Rylan, is it types of, like, fries or types of fries cuts?
I mean, or like, hey, it's your show. You make the rules here. I was thinking French fry types, like, you know, the steak fry.
We can do that. Let me just say
there's like
the baked potato is great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There's
so
like 10 types of fries.
And that would be kind of like, yeah, types of fries. Well, how about like what loaded fries? Your sour cream, your bacon, your cheese.
Sure.
Like, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I guess so. Yeah, we can do like steak fries, tornado fries, sweet potato fries.
I mean, yeah,
loaded fries.
You got normal fries.
Crinkle fries. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Steak fries.
Shoestring.
Number one, I'm just going to go loaded. Like, it's got everything I like.
Yeah, you can't.
Sour cream, bacon, chives,
kind of fry you want
cheese.
Underneath it. So.
Yeah, that's my number one.
Yeah.
I'll move my waffle fry number two.
I think waffle fry sits at that's a good spot for waffle fries too.
That is good.
Like a Chick-fil-A waffle fry.
Yeah.
Those, they don't miss.
No.
Yeah, they really don't
never had
miss.
A bad Chick-fil-A waffle fry.
Yeah.
Three, I'm going to go curly.
I don't like Jack in the Box curly fries.
No,
nope.
Arby's.
You like Arby's?
I love Arby's.
Oh my God, I found one. You know how hard it is to find someone who doesn't like who likes Arby's?
Dude, I don't
Every
know
time
the...
I say I like Arby's, I just get the like.
Okay, there's I... there's a lot of hate. I'll give
oh
you that.
My
there's
God.
A lot of hate.
I get it though. I'm not going to Arby's to order a burger, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to Arby's to order a roast beef sandwich
yes.
and curly fries.
Give me the cheddar and bacon.
Yeah, I'm not going to Arby's oh. to get the gyro. You know.
Oh, I love Arby's. I love Arby's.
Yeah.
Okay, so number three for me, slam dunk, not even close. Truffle fries / Parmesan fries.
Yeah, good one. Mm. What, I mean, what base? Like a shoestring?
Yeah, shoestring cut. Yeah, yeah, normal, like classic style French fries.
I was going to say crinkle, just a crinkle fry.
Yeah, like a Del Taco.
Yeah, like a
Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Number four, I'm gonna go the Red Robin steak fry.
That's a good one.
I was going to put steak fry at 5 for me.
Mine's only the Red Robin one, though.
Okay.
Because it's bottomless and like the campfire sauce, you know, can't go wrong.
That's good, too.
It's pretty impressive how... I just want to just acknowledge that we're all doing this off the top of our heads.
Yeah,
This is kind of crazy, you know?
We're culturally...
It's like, we got to...
Knowledge.
It must be from Idaho.
Whoa. I mean, you'd be surprised.
Hey, not me.
Number 4, McDonald's fries.
That was going to be an honorable mention. Because McDonald's has the best fry, like the overall fry.
I don't know about that.
It's just like
it's always
when you
good,
eat them,
like,
it feels like home. You know, like
I love when they're so hot that they burn the inside of your mouth,
fresh out of the fryer.
Like
that's the best.
Fries. Like they're still dripping oil.
Yeah.
Oh,
and even when they're like a little cooled down, they're still so good.
Oh, but not too cooled down because then they just get soggy and
then
they're gross.
If they're out for longer than 2 hours, done.
Mm-hmm.
They're done.
Oh, 2 hours? I would say like 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn. Yeah, I would too. Yeah. Yeah. So are we on 5?
Yeah,
I think that was
5.
My 4.
Yeah. Let's wrap it.
That was my steak fry was my 5.
Oh, easy. Number 5, chili cheese fries.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Those are good.
Yeah. I mean, they're a little messy, right? But sometimes with this, like the chili cheese fries, they're more of a meal.
Yeah,
sure.
So that'd be my 5, and I like that. It's kind of hearty,
manly,
alpha.
Alpha. That's a perfect descriptor for that.
Yeah.
Alpha.
Andrew Tate
chili
fries.
Chili cheese fries.
Yeah.
I think my number 5. I'm gonna go. It's gonna sound so.
Oh, here we
go. I'm gonna hate this.
Oh God, what are you gonna say?
The animal fry, In-N-Out. I don't like regular In-N-Out fries though.
That's okay.
I only get animal style.
I'm not mad at you at all.
Thanks.
That's
Appreciate
a good
it,
answer.
Brother.
That's a good answer. I actually had animal fries for the first time when I was in Cali last week.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that next episode.
Yeah.
I've always had In-N-Out. I've just always gotten the original fries. And I haven't had In-N-Out in like 8 years since I was younger, so I didn't know what animal fries were.
So,
you know?
Are we ending it right here?
Yeah, this
Do you need
is,
to get
is,
something off your chest?
Yeah, In-N-Out is the most overrated spot in the world.
Yes,
I agree.
Thank you.
It's been nice.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of In-N-Out.
It is overrated.
But it's good.
I like it. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know why people are waiting 3 hours in line for it.
No, it's
That's
not
ridiculous.
That good.
I wouldn't either. Anyways, that's been episode 119 featuring Keaton Davis. MLB Awards, NFL Week 11 preview. And, of course, Secret Slate with the top 5s. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, the comments. We'll see y'all for 120 whenever it happens.
Not a game. We talking about practice.
Now it's time for the takeover.
Buckle up for Kobe. Kobe Bryant just sucked the gravity out of the target center.
Not the game. We talking about practice, man.
That's
time for the takeover.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence. If you ain't first, you're